I'm Ryan Pengraft, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with the monthly review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. This week we will be reviewing the Horus Heresy book series. The Horus Heresy book series takes place in the Warhammer 40K universe, a universe where mankind battles aliens across the stars. The Emperor of Mankind reunites all of his lost sons, who are known as Primarchs, and brought with him the means to make regular humans into genetically enhanced super soldiers known as Space Marines. The powerful army set out to reunite mankind in one long war campaign. The Emperor leads Doom to ensure all of his lost sons are reunited and found. But after some time, his sons fall to the darker temptations of the universe. For a short while, Horus and his traitorous legion still fought for the Imperium, or at least seemingly, just using these chances to slaughter and massacre forces loyal to the Emperor each time. Soon, the War Master Horus betrayed the Emperor. The Emperor, having chosen Horus as his favorite son, could not believe that he was hearing and sent legions to capture his son that had warned him of Horus. Instead, Horus ordered and tricked the forces into attacking the legion that had tried to warn the Emperor, attempting to slaughter them all. Horus slowly turns the other leaders of the legions to his cause and evil masters. Soon, at least half the superhuman older legions of men are either breaking off from mankind or falling to the corruption of their leaders. It is at this point they align with the corrupt Moira Master, who believes himself to be the master of evil and attacks Holy Terra, Earth. Some of the loyalists survived the slaughters that the War Master Horus had devised to keep them from knowing of his taints. They rush to alert loyal Space Marines. Three legions of Space Marines and giant war machines rush to Earth as others try to make it and slow the advance of the traitorous War Master. Meanwhile, on Mars, the technologically adept priests known as the Mechanicus start their own war, half devoting themselves to the War Master Horus and the other half to the Imperium of Man. As Mars is under siege, the local Mechanicus manage to push out their tainted brethren at a great cost, but their tainted brothers merely flee off-world to Horus's fleet. It is from here Horus Chaos Legions get fresh supplies and move to attack Earth. During the siege, Earth is only guarded by three legions of Space Marines. They move to defend the palace of the Emperor of Mankind, who is still shocked and cannot believe his most favorite son has followed through with his plan. During the battle, the Blood Angel's Primarch is gravely wounded. It is this point Horus realizes the loyalists are stalling for time and moves his ship into low orbit to challenge the Emperor of Mankind. They battle on and on, the Emperor not using his full strength. His half of his face is destroyed and his arm cut off and held up by Horus as he mocks his father. The Emperor realizes that if he allowed Horus to rule, then there would be no hope for humanity, so he destroyed his son, body and soul, to save humanity. The Emperor saw his son's regret in what he had done and watched him shed a tear as he was erased from the universe of villain. The battle winds down, the remaining loyalists to the Emperor on the ship find the two great leaders' bodies. They quickly seize up their dying emperor and return him to his throne, where his most trusted advisor sacrifices his ability and soul to restore the emperor back to life. The emperor, still grievously wounded, gives his last orders to his people before being locked into the throne, soul linked to his body. His psychic power is felt by psychers that are bonded to him and the throne. It is at this point the emperor can light the warp, the psychic side of the universe that had corrupted his son Horus, to allow his followers to expand throughout the galaxy. Entombed upon the throne, his own psychic energy keeping alive. And this is where the series leaves off, picking up in its continuations and the other book series sets. The book series of the Horus Heresy and the other releases from the Black Library, books that no one can put down, can catch one imagines nation, sate one's taste for action, and prove to be a book that will be hard to put down each time you read it. Each book presents the view of the Space Marines that battle the threat from aliens and traitors across the galaxy. There are just as many books that tell the tale of aliens, give people a wider view of the races beyond what they see of them in combat. This has been Ryan Pengraft with a monthly review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org.